From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. White House dismissing reports that President Trump plans to replace Secretary of State Rex Tillerson with the CIA Director Mike Pompeo. That story now from VOA's Lotitza Hoch.
Rumors about disagreements between President Trump and his Secretary of State have been rampant for a while and have gone as far as saying that Tillerson once called Trump a moron. But the White House spokesperson denied Thursday that any of the rumors were true.
When the president loses confidence in someone, they will no longer serve in the capacity that they're in. The president was here today with the Secretary of State. They engaged in a foreign leader visit and are continuing to work together to close out what we've seen to be an incredible year.
Trump's answer to the reporters earlier in the day was brief.
Rex is here.
Tillerson's answer during a joint press conference with the foreign minister of Qatar was similar.
I'm not going anywhere.
The State Department spokesperson told reporters that the White House chief of staff had called earlier in the day to deny any plans for replacing Tillerson. Lotitza Hoch, VOA News, Washington.
Trump administration, after calling for all countries to cut ties with North Korea following its latest ballistic missile test on Wednesday, has stopped short of advocating regime change in Pyongyang. Earlier, however, President Trump appeared to suggest it was time for Kim Jong-un to be replaced. Meantime, Germany withdrawing a third diplomat from North Korea, but not cutting diplomatic ties. A group of four heavily armed suicide assailants stormed a university campus in northwestern Pakistan earlier today, killing at least 9 people, wounding more than 35 others. Most of the victims, we have been told, were students. Outlawed Pakistan Taliban taking credit. This is VOA News. Turkey hosting the largest number of refugees in the world, and 3 million of them are Syrians, most living in towns and cities across the country. But this year, a series of clashes between Turks and Syrians could be a sign some people in Turkey are losing patience. A story from Dorian Jones.
Earlier this year, Istanbul witnessed unprecedented violence against Syrian refugees after they were blamed for the death of a Turkish youth. In Istanbul's Esinler district, which is home to about 500,000 people, almost one-fifth are Syrian refugees. It's one of the poorest areas of the city. Local elected representatives like Mustafa Güven are on the front line of coping with the strains of a large refugee population. Güven says the recent clashes are a worrying sign. The people of the Republic of Turkey are not monsters. They help Syrians as much as they can. They share their bread with them. Those Syrians who don't appreciate this are in the wrong. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Pope Francis ordained 16 priests today in a huge outdoor mass in Bangladesh's capital, Dhaka. Later, he plans to visit with some Rohingya Muslim refugees who had fled to Bangladesh from Myanmar. He has called for decisive measures to resolve the political crisis surrounding the Rohingyas. Bangladesh's President Abdul Hamid said the Pope's position has given refugees hope.
The very commendable position of Your Holiness has taken in favor of the distressed Rohingyas and your passionate voice against such brutality raises hope for resolving the crisis. Your closeness to them, your call for helping them and to ensure their full rights provide moral responsibility to the international community to act with promptness and sincerity.
Exodus of hundreds of thousands of Rohingyas from Myanmar was sparked by a military crackdown in response to Rohingya militant attacks on an army base and police post August 25th. UN and the U.S. have referred to Myanmar military response as ethnic cleansing. Japanese government saying today Imperator Akihito will be stepping down from the throne April 30th, 2019, and be succeeded by his eldest son, Crown Prince Naruhito. Akihito will be the first emperor to abdicate the Japanese throne in 200 years. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.